The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good morning. Welcome to Joe News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Sankara FM Yendi, Laura FM Laura, and Radio Max Takrady. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, management of the Komfo Anokye Teaching Hospital disputes owing the ECG 27 million cedis in Park consumption, claiming shared power lines with a nursing and midwifery training college.
We are not against payment to the hospital, but we have a clear problem at the hospital. Until that is done, it will be very, very difficult for us to pay the bills that it keeps coming to grab.
We have details as the NLC describes the doctor's strike as lacking appropriate procedure.
Wherever there is a conflict that is not resolved, they must quickly report to the commission and within a matter of 3 days. And it doesn't look like the parties themselves have even started any form of negotiation.
Also, Minister of State Designate for Finance, Abnao Sayasari, says government has no intention of bringing back road tolls.
In the budget for 2024, I don't think we introduce any line item for road tolls.
In business.
International Monetary Fund advises Ghana and other African countries to rethink some fiscal policies being introduced following repeated external and domestic shocks. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
There are more coming up with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Please stay. And we start from the Komfo Anokye Teaching Hospital. The management is strongly refuting owing 27 million cedis to the Electricity Company of Ghana for power consumption. CATH, one of 91 health facilities across 8 regions facing disconnection from the national grid due to unpaid bills, contest the amount claimed by ECG. Head of Public Relations at CATH, Kwame Frimpong, highlights the difficulty in paying the disputed amount, citing a shared power line with a nursing and midwifery training college in the area. He spoke on Top Story.
We are not against payment to the hospital, but we have a clear problem at the hospital. We have the same line as the nursery and midwifery training college, and we are not sure which part of the bill is due to the use of power at the NMTC and which part of the bill is due to us. So we've asked for some time now that they should decouple us from that line. And so as soon as they're able to jump that challenge, we will take the necessary steps to effect the payment of the bills after the consultation.
Now, although CATH accrued in excess of 80 million cedis through internally generated funds, Mr. Frimpong maintains such funds are woefully inadequate to address the facility's power supply issues.
But given our current operations and commitments, it will be very, very, very difficult for us to indicate that based on the current revenue flow that we are getting, we can conveniently and comfortably foot the bill that is being submitted by ECG. As I indicated, the consumables and other things that we need to run this hospital, it is on the basis of those things that the tariffs were structured. The tariff structure does not contain any component for the payment of energy bills.
Meanwhile, Head of Revenue Collection at the ECG, Grace Gashon, says until these health facilities settle at least 70% of their outstanding bills, the company will proceed to disconnect them. She spoke on PM Express last night.
They pay some and then some less. And what we forget is that when you pay, let's say you have a 10,000 and you pay 5,000, the remaining 5,000 is plus what you are currently using. And it adds up and it becomes more. So it's not like we left them in the accumulated this month. We've been talking to them, some have been facing this. They don't clear whatever they receive for the month inside. We are hoping that they will pay at least up to 70% so that we avoid this.
Well, in a related development, former Power Minister Dr. Kwabena Adonko is throwing his weight behind the ECG's drive to retrieve debts owed it. Now, speaking on Upfront with Raymond Akwa, the pro-East MP advised the ECG to put non-critical sections of hospitals on prepaid to reduce their indebtedness.
ECG must put the theatres, operating theatres, the wards, the laboratory banks, the laboratories, those are very critical. They should put them on postpaid that they can negotiate with whoever runs the hospital. But all other parts of the hospital should be put on prepaid. That is a solution going forward. Look, Kolebu's IGF is bigger than the budget of 2-3 ministries combined.
Now, focusing on CAS doctor strike, the National Labour Commission says the industrial action lacked proper procedure. As the strike enters day two, the National Labour Commission's executive director, Ofosu Asamoah, has stressed the need for adherence to established protocols while investigating the matter.
There hasn't been any formal report by the Ministry of Health, the doctors, Ghana Health Service, or even the regional minister and his office. As an essential service provider, wherever there is a conflict that is not resolved, they must quickly report to the commission, and within a matter of 3 days, the commission must commence action on it by way of arbitration. And it doesn't look like the parties themselves have even started any form of negotiation. I think the commissioners will be at the commission and it will be considered what I think to take quickly to help resolve it.
Meanwhile, management of the hospital is expecting the doctors to resume work later today after fruitful discussions. Away from that, the Minister of State Designate at the Ministry of Finance and Etiwa East Member of Parliament, Abna Oseasari, says the government will not reintroduce road tolls. She noted that the decision to abolish the road tolls was a political decision made by government. Her statement is a U-turn from what Roads and Highways Minister Kwesi Amokwata made during the consideration of the 2024 budget statement in Parliament last year. But answering questions of the Appointments Committee yesterday, Abna Oseasari said the tolls aren't coming back.
The document that spells out the vision for the government in 2024 is the budget. And so we're working with the budget. And in the budget for 2024, I don't think we introduce any line item for road tolls. And so it remains as such, Mr. Chairman.
She also admits the government could have done better in the construction of the National Cathedral.
Mr. Chairman, the National Cathedral issue is a very sensitive issue for me as a Christian. The president mentioned that we were going to offer seed money. As for that, it was stated in one of the budgets that this is what we're going to do to the building of the cathedral. Mr. Chairman, I think we could have gone about it better than what we have done. That I must admit, because it's a very personal issue because I'm a Christian. So that is what I can say to that.
You heard Minister of State Designate for Finance, Abna Oseasari. Now, Minister for Transport, Kweku Oforiosiama, has been summoned to provide urgent answers to MPs over an alleged $10 and $20 charge by the Ghana Airport Company for maintenance. Former Minority Leader Harun Idrisu, who raised the issue on the floor, described the charge as illegal without parliamentary approval.
I'm holding in my hand here letter dated 11th March 2024 from the Ghana Airport Company introducing maintenance charges of $10 to be charged and $20 maintenance charge on all round trip airlines. What authority does the Ghana Airport Company have to impose fees and charges?
Well, First Deputy Speaker Andrew Amokwasiama, who presided over the House, ruled that the Transport Minister appear before MPs to answer questions on that development on 19th March.
I'm directing the Minister for Transport to appear before the House on the 19th, that is next week, Tuesday, to come and address this particular issue, because the airport company cannot sit by themselves and say they are increasing charges, fees and charges on their own.
Now, many parents say they are compelled to supplement the food served awards at the various senior high schools when monetary contributions as a result of the acute shortage of food. Now, this is contained in a latest hotline documentary, Empty Plates, the Free Senior High School Promise, which highlights the grim picture of quantity and quality of food served thousands of students in various campuses. Here are excerpts.
Under the policy, residential students are supposed to benefit from 3 square meals, while non-residential ones get 1 hot meal. But not only was the quantity of food served these children less than they expected, but 12 to 8 students are assigned to a jug of porridge or bowl of food.
The challenge has been that my daughter is constantly complaining that the food they are fed with is not enough. I've taken the pains to also provide enough food, like Gary and others, that she can eat from her chop box. But it turns out that the school has drawn a timetable for visiting the chop box, so that there's some days that she cannot go to the chop box, even though she has food. And they can also not provide her enough at the dining hall. So it's a challenge.
And you had excerpts of Empty Plates, the Free Senior High School Promise, which will be airing on Monday, March 18, on Joy FM Super Morning Show at 8.30 a.m. and Journey's Channel at 8.30 p.m. Please do make a date. And that's it for the bulletin this morning. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Business is next on the Super Morning Show.
You know, Papa, see that? ABM. And it's rickety car. Hey, Papa! Papa!
Bobo, so how's your engine now?
It is half man, half amazing. Thanks to Quartz and you. Can feel better energy.
Can't touch this.
Tell you guys, so Sancho's engine just died like that?
Yes, sir.
Somebody managed to convince him that there is a better engine oil than Quartz. And he switched.
Ah, Sancho Panza Pan.
Now, which engine oil can be better than Quartz?
No other, my guy.
Quartz, with its age-resistant technology, it keeps your engine
younger for longer.
Now you know. Have you guys seen the new bottle design? It's superb. Quartz 9000 from Total Energy's dear improves fuel efficiency.
Why do you think Mr. Mane and Logoso have taken the Quartz Nation Movement World Cup like that?
Mr. Mane, sorry.
Chairman Omani?
Chairman.
Hey,
Chairman!
Quartz.
Keep your engine younger for longer.
Millennium Insurance has enhanced its motor insurance policy cover to make life more comfortable for you, our valued clients, and in the event of vehicle breakdown whilst on the road. To ensure your safety and that of your vehicle, Millennium Insurance will ensure that your broken down vehicle is towed to a safe place within 1 hour of call and 30 kilometers radius from the place of breakdown. This service is absolutely free. Millennium Insurance, your trustworthy partner, is on standby to be of service to you. Contact us now on 0501-394-997 or 0501-285-821, 0501-394-997 or 0501-285-821.
Millennium Insurance, your trustworthy partner.
No matter your water needs, Syntex has it all. Syntex Tank was first to introduce double layer tank, and now you can have as many layers as you want. Syntex Tank was first to introduce white inner layer tanks in Ghana, and now introduces the customer specs order, which will let you order any color and size you want. Syntex Tank gives you the biggest warranty of 7 years, which no other tank gives you. So whatever your water consumption, size of project or demand, choose Syntex Tank. Syntex Tank, stress-free. Syntex Tank, reliable. Syntex Tank, maximum guarantee. Call 0244-335-168, Kumasi 0505-555-666, or visit syntexgh.com. Syntex Tank, a strong, a tough.
Ooh, things are looking up on this side.
When you upgrade to the enhanced GCB mobile app, you start doing more with ease.
Create a GCB instant account easily and conveniently with your GCB mobile app and start sending and receiving funds. All you need is your Ghana card.
Pay your bills, subscriptions and fees to multiple merchants safe and secure.
Chale, tap the app. Open a GCB instant account and experience the recoded vibe.
You're able to top up on all types of ECG prepaid meters with their special
your card readers and keep the power on. No worries, no stress.
With GCB Mobile App, you can also generate prepaid and virtual cards to use on ATM machines, POS devices, and for online transactions.
Well, I pay my subscriptions and fees with my GCB Mobile App conveniently.
GCB Mobile App. Download now from Google Play Store or Apple Store. Upgrade your style. GCB Bank. Your bank for life.
This boy, he will kill his own father and marry his own mother.
Prepare to be captivated by magic as the biggest play in the history of African theater makes another stop this March. The gods are not to blame. Mark your calendars for Thursday, 21st March, 7 p.m., Friday, 22nd March, 7 p.m., and Saturday, 23rd March, at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. at the National Theatre. Tickets are selling now at only 150 cities at imageburoughgh.com or dial *714*11*21#. Don't miss this rejuvenated rerun of the epic tale of Odewale. The gods are not to blame. Supported by Joy FM. Produced by Image Bureau in partnership with April Communications and the National Theatre, and proudly brought to you by the Ghana Tourism Authority and the Beyond the Return Secretariat.
Because all lizards lie prostrate. How can one tell which lizard suffers from bellyache?
I know you never got to watch The Gods Are Not to Blame.
No, I did.
You did?
Okay. I caught the very last staging of it.
Okay.
And it was spectacular.
Yeah.
Loved it. Yeah. Anyway, Akpafu, when was the last time you bought Kinky?
I ate Kinky 2 days ago. I don't know how much.
You have several corporate sponsors.
Oh no,
so you don't even spend the money.
Yeah,
yourself.
But I know the price of Kinky has been.
I mean, it varies from parts of the country, the parts of the city to parts of the city. But I don't know, 5 cities tends to be a general for a ball.
Yeah,
which is shocking, bearing in mind that it used to be about a city not so long ago.
Yeah.
So 5 cities now.
And it's supposed to be like a staple, if you like. I mean, people eat it a lot, and it's supposed to be very cheap.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, the things that go into it, the corn, even the leaves that go to wrap the kinky, all of these things have appreciated in price.
Hey.
Yes. So the kinky sellers are threatening to start selling the pepper as well. Right,
I read that.
Mm-hmm. But look, if these government flagship programs work, you know, Planting for Food and Jobs 2.0, which was launched yesterday, if it works, it should actually deal with some of these things, and we should start to see food inflation come down in a uniform way across the country. Mm. Well, not uniform, because transport will certainly still play a role. Some places will still be cheaper than others, but at least the inputs, you know, the maize that and the rice and the all these things that we ought to be producing here, the onions, you know, the tomatoes. All of these things.
We're still doing poor tomatoes, Charlie, from Burkina Faso.
But hopefully, if this 2.0 works, these prices should start to come down. So today we'll figure out how it's supposed to work. We'll look at the theory of it, how it's supposed to work. See if we can figure out any ways that might impede its success, so that we can deal with them and, you know, get the thing working. Hopefully, government is not averse to some feedback on it, so that we can get it as good as it can be.
Yeah, right? I mean, we need food every day. So
Charlie?
It's very important that we talk about PFG.
All right, okay. So, please recommend me to your sponsors, okay? I'm assuming you're not free, I'm busy. Okay, the 6 a.m. news was brought to us by Total Energies. Total, we go the extra mile for you. And Millennium Insurance for the Joy Business Report. Well, maybe these are the ones who buy him free. Omni Basic Bank, at your service.
Hello, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, International Monetary Fund advises Ghana and other African countries to rethink some fiscal policy measures being introduced following repeated external and domestic shocks. Also, government makes significant progress towards reaching a deal with Eurobond holders and external creditors by close of this month. Plus, Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana urged to keep policy rate unchanged to help control prices following marginal reduction in inflation. Details coming up. Hello, thanks for being with us. If you're listening from Koforidua, probably listening from KT Radio, glad you could join us. My name is Darryl Kwao. The International Monetary Fund is urging African countries, including Ghana, to rethink our fiscal policy following repeated external and domestic shocks from rising debt vulnerabilities. Under unchanged policies, the fund said the region's public debt to the size of the economy will continue to trend upward, increasing by over 10 percentage points over the next 5 years. Thus, it warns would crowd out private investment, raise sovereign risk, and limit countries' ability to invest in human and physical capital. Vito Gaspar is Director of Fiscal Affairs Department at the IMF and has been speaking at the 12th African Fiscal Forum.
The IMF has been asking the question, how to pay for it all? The question is relevant for all of the IMF membership, but it is particularly pressing for countries in sub-Saharan Africa with the large development spending demands. From mid-2022 to the end of 2023, no country from sub-Saharan Africa issued in Eurobond markets. That was a manifestation of Abe's great funding squeeze that has changed in January and February with a number of countries issuing significant amounts. But the coupon rates and yields in secondary markets, not shown, have stayed very high.
You had a director at the Fiscal Affairs Department at the IMF, Vito Gaspar, there. Government has made some significant progress towards reaching a deal with Eurobond holders and external creditors by the end of this month. This is based on the outcome of the latest round of meetings with the parties in Paris, France, earlier this month. George Afe has details.
This is what we have picked up from persons negotiating this deal on behalf of the government of Ghana, as well as the external creditors. Joy Business understands that when it comes to the bilateral creditors, that engagement can be said to have been closed. However, we've not been able to lay hands on the terms in this agreement. But when it comes to the Eurobond holders, it can be described as 90% complete. If things should proceed as expected, then an announcement could be made in April 2024. We are also learning that government has stepped down proposals from the external creditors that there should be an assurance if the economy should perform more than what they have projected, then they should be compensated by government in terms of what they will pay them for the bonds that they are holding. Ghana is hoping to restructure about $13 billion worth of external commercial creditors' debt. The decision by these bilateral and commercial creditors to open negotiations with government in January this year helped Ghana to secure the first tranche of cash from the IMF under the fund program. It has also helped in the resumption of some stalled projects in the country. Completing this deal could also open up another challenge, that is, a clear date that Ghana could start servicing its debts that was frozen over the past years because of the current challenges facing the economy.
George Afe's report. Now, economist Dr. Patrick Isumin has argued that the decision of the Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana to reduce its policy rate this year has not largely impacted on inflation. The economy has advised the Bank of Ghana to stay the policy rate at 29% after its meeting next week to help stabilize prices.
Yeah, I think the marginal drop shouldn't really affect the policy rate, because when the rate was dropped, was reduced, the current rate of inflation was just about the same as we have now. I think that the initial reduction that we saw at the last meeting was a little too early. It was a little premature, I think. So I expect that having reduced it and the expected disinflation at the time has not continued. So I believe that the BOG, the MPC, will be a little cautious in bringing further reduction. So I don't expect that they will reduce it at all.
You heard economist Dr. Patrick Isuming. Now, with the long queues at various visa application centers across the country, businesses have been entreated to be wary of fraudsters. According to head of Sub-Saharan Africa for VFS Global, Hari Prasad Viswanathan, local businesses should push for more information and not fall prey to the activities of scammers. VFS Global is the world's largest visa outsourcing and technology services specialist for governments and diplomatic missions worldwide. Mr. Viswanathan spoke to Joy Business at a media engagement.
Follow the appointment times, follow the document checklist, have all the documents ready. Do not, try and come and wait for printing of your documents or someone to email the documents. So those are some things which we keep reiterating, that prepare your documents in advance, apply in advance, come right on your appointment time. You will not be seeing a crowding in the application center. However, there are travel agents who are roaming around the applications, and they try and see how they can maximize the opportunity of freezing an applicant. Only you can reschedule it. You can reschedule it, but you cannot change the name to your family member's name. It's not possible. So we try and keep announcing in the social media, in our website, do not go and fall prey for agents that are roaming around outside.
Hari Prasad Viswanathan there, he is head of Sub-Saharan Africa for VFS Global. Now, the Ghana South Africa Business Chamber has raised concerns about the high cost of doing business in the country. President of the Chamber, Grant Weber, therefore wants businesses to manage their costs effectively in order to withstand these challenging times. He spoke to Joy Business at the third Rainbow Nations Challenge organized by his outfit.
Well, I don't think the economy is picking up. In fact, if anything, it's probably more difficult. So for our members, it's a tough time. I think it's not easy whether you're a big or a small company. And that's another reason why we do have these networking events, is to make sure that we give our members as much opportunity for outreach with the other international businesses here in Ghana. Well, you've got to be resilient at the moment. It's obvious that you've got to have your costs under control until such time as sales, you're able to generate more sales. So if you're very disciplined and organized, look after your cash flow, really cherish your customers, and maybe even have a regional approach where you use Ghana as the springboard.
Grant Weber, third president of the Ghana South Africa Business Chamber. Now, the chief executive of the Chamber of Telecommunications, Dr. Kenneth Eshibe, is charging organizations to build to change mechanisms in the operations in order to withstand external shocks that may occur, citing the COVID-19 pandemic as an example. Dr. Eshibe underscored the importance of preparing for business disruptions. He was speaking at the Future Ready Leadership Summit organized by the Nobel Business International School.
Most of us that have business continuity plans, a lot of us have kept our business continuity plans as our spare tires. Most of us have not tried them. And really, we were found wanting. With what COVID has done and taught us, how have we changed that whole attitude of business continuity about preparing for the future, disruptions? How have we prepared and have we taken advantage of that challenge? Now, despite its untold negatives, one of the few plus points from the pandemic was that it reinforced the importance of building change capabilities within our organization, all in an effort to ensure that we are all future ready.
That was Dr. Kenneth Eshibe, who is Chief Executive of the Chamber of Telecommunications. Now, a report by the Brewhamon Energy Center at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology indicates that the challenges of land litigation in the country are affecting investments in solar-powered projects. This is being highlighted as one of the setbacks for Ghana in meeting the deadline for the energy transition process under the Sustainable Development Goals. At a dissemination workshop to share findings from the work, Director of Brewhamon Energy Center at KNUST, Dr. David Atukwansa, called for immediate intervention from government and stakeholders to resolve the challenge.
If the land issues are not streamlined, the cost of projects would go up. And so it will require a lot more money for you to do projects in Ghana compared elsewhere. So we can lose investment to other competitors. Capital is free to go anywhere. So yeah, it can affect it. So there is a need to streamline the process. So in today's workshop, some of the recommendations that have come up is that there is need for intersectoral collaboration. So for instance, the Lands Commission, the Ministry of Energy, and the other actors can streamline the process.
Dr. David Atukwansa, Director of Brewhamon Energy Center at the KNUST. On Investor Eye today, make sure you keep all receipts and documentations when dealing with an investment company. Make sure you keep such documents even if they are electronic. Listen to Head of Technical ICT and Digital Forensic at the Economic and Organized Crime Office, Amankwata.
If an individual realizes they have been duped or deceived, there are several immediate remedial measures they can take. Here are some of the steps to be considered. One, stay calm and control your emotions. It is important to remain calm and composed when you discovering that you have been duped. Losing your control can sometimes further mistakes or impulsive decisions. Two, gather evidence. Try to gather all available evidence of the deception. This includes...
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.9% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.